notebook everything I had not to laugh. Jared and Dexter weren't the best of friends. Never had been, really. Dexter was more protective than your average pet, mostly because he wasn't an average pet. Average pets didn't change colour depending on their mood, let alone become a tattoo when their owner willed them to. He'd been a gift from a vampire who had the ability to turn pictures into real-life objects, both animate and inanimate, and I adored Dexter. As my protector, he tended to feel uneasy if anyone got too close to me. And, well, Jared was always close to me, so the pair had gotten off to a rocky start. They tolerated each other nowadays. Sort of. Mostly in my dreams. I doubted they'd ever be friendly, particularly since Dexter got a kick out of winding Jared up. I enjoyed it just as much, to be honest, which was why I folded my arms and said, "I'm not seeing the problem. He's just watching over you while you sleep." Disbelief marked Jared's features. "He's plotting to kill me, and we both know it." I twisted my lips. "Okay, so he probably thinks about it from time to time, but I doubt he'd actually do it." Jared double-blinked.
"You doubt it? I'm supposed to find that reassuring."
"Well, I can't really give you guarantees, since you often refer to him as that slithering little fucker. He has feelings, you know. You stomp all over them on a regular basis." Jared narrowed his eyes.
"Don't think I don't know you're enjoying this. Get him off me."
"Honestly, you're such a big baby. He's just an itty-bitty snake."
"There's nothing itty-bitty about him, so don't give me that shit. And considering a double dose of his venom could subject me to an excruciatingly painful death, venom he sometimes likes to spit in people's eyes, I might add. I don't think it's strange for me not to like that he's lying on my chest wanting a stare out. Now, seriously, you need to make a move, or I'm gonna throw him at the damn wall. I'll regret nothing."
I unfolded my arms with a sigh. All right, there's no need to get hysterical." Really, I wasn't buying for a single moment that Jared was truly shaken. He just liked having an excuse to complain about the creature with whom he was forced to share my affection and attention. Jared wasn't so good at sharing. I carefully lifted Dexter, murmuring sweet nothings to him, and set him on the chair beside the bed, where he often curled up. I lifted a brow at my mate. "There, whiner. Happy now?"
"Almost."
Jared flicked back the coverlet, snatched my hand, and pulled me to him. I ended up sprawled over his naked, perfectly defined body. He hummed and smoothed his free hand down my back.
"Now I'm happy."
He softly kissed me, lazily licking his tongue into my mouth to slide it against my own.
"Really, really happy," he added.
"Randy is the word you're looking for," I said, feeling his cock thicken against me. "Your dick is so easy."
"Only for you."
"That should go without saying."
"It does."
"Then why did you say it?" He snickered and pressed another kiss to my mouth. Two intense pools of hazel drank me in. There was no hiding from eyes like that. They were too perceptive, saw too much, looked too deep. And I often found them unapologetically locked on me, like he thought I'd disappear if he didn't keep me in his sight. I wasn't a person who'd ever liked attention, so being the centre of such intense focus made me feel incredibly uncomfortable at the beginning of our relationship. Now I was used to it. I even found it a little heady. Still, I did as I always did and said, "Stop staring."
"Nah."
"Nah?
You're mine to look at. This right here says so."
He lifted my hand, his eyes tracing the tattoo-like binding knot on my ring finger, a knot that matched the one on his own finger and declared us a bonded pair. Our metaphysical link interconnected us so tightly that neither could exist without the other.
"That means I can stare at you whenever I want," he insisted.
I felt my brows meet. "You can't use the fact that we're mates to justify doing whatever you want. That's kind of like me saying, I can kick you in the balls if I feel like it because we're bound to each other." He winced.
"Baby, why did you have to bring my balls into it?"
"I'm merely making a point."
"At least you're not making it with your whip," he muttered,
rubbing the tip of his ear as if in memory of the last time I'd lashed him. I felt my mouth quirk. There had, in fact, been a number of occasions in which I'd